Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
First up, the legacy of Jane Goodall. British primatologist, activist, passed away at 91. Just an incredible life.
Truly. Her work was, well, it really turned science on its head, didn't it? She didn't just observe from afar.
No, she immersed herself, got right in there with the chimpanzees.
And the naming thing. Assigning names, not just numbers. That feels so significant.
It absolutely was. It treated them as individuals, you know, and led to these discoveries that, frankly, blurred the lines between humans and animals.
Like tool use, emotions, even warfare. Things people thought were uniquely human.
Right. It shattered that idea of some huge gap. So a good question for your students might be, has learning about nature or animals ever made you think differently about people or about the world?
That's a great one. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit here. This next story involves AI and Hollywood.
Ah, yes. Tilly Norwood, this AI-created actor from a company called Sequoia,
which is billing itself as the world's first AI talent studio. Causing some alarm bells to ring, I gather.
Oh, definitely. This was a huge point of concern during the big actors' union strike in 2023, SAG-AFTRA.
The fear of being replaced by AI replicas.
Exactly. You had actors like Emily Blunt calling it terrifying. The company, Particle 6, says, well, it's art, not a replacement for humans.
But it raises big questions, doesn't it? About creation, identity theft, what's fair use?
For sure. So maybe ask your students. What do you think is fair or unfair about using computer-made people in movies and TV shows?
Interesting discussion. Now, from creating something new with AI, let's talk about recreating something very, very old.
Right, this amazing tradition in Japan, the sacred Shinto shrine of Isejingu.
They rebuild it identically every 20 years.
That's right, been doing it for roughly 1,300 years. They're actually on the 69th time now.
Wow, and it's a huge undertaking, right? Costly.
Hugely. Estimated around $390 million for this cycle. But it's not about, you know, preserving the old wood.
It's spiritual.
Exactly. They want the deity to always have a beautiful, fresh, new shrine. But maybe even more importantly, it's about passing down those ancient building techniques perfectly.
Preserving the process, not just the object. That's fascinating.
Yeah. So you could ask, what's something important to you that you'd want future generations to keep alive? And how would you make sure that happened?
Good question. Okay, let's move to the quote of the day. This one's from the jazz legend Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, great quote. Don't play everything or every time. Let some things go by hate. What you don't play can be more important than what you do.
Monk. I mean, a giant of bebop jazz in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Known for this really unique kind of percussive style.
And unpredictable. Part of that was his use of silence, right? The notes he didn't play.
That idea of restraint having power, it's not just about music, is it?
Not at all. It applies everywhere. So a discussion point could be, how can leaving something out in writing, speaking, even in action, actually make a bigger impact than putting everything in?
Okay, so from the power of restraint to decisions about government spending during a shutdown.
Right. This involves the current federal government shutdown and actions taken by President Trump's budget office.
They froze funds. Billions of dollars.
That's what analysts noted, yes. About $26 billion in funding that had already been approved, and crucially, it seems targeted.
Targeted how?
Specifically hitting projects and policies associated with Democratic-leaning states. Things like an $18 billion transit project in New York, $8 billion for green energy in places like California, Illinois.
And the administration actually called the green energy funds Green New Scam Funding.
That phrasing was reportedly used in the documentation, yeah. Analysts say using a shutdown to freeze funds already allocated specifically to target the other party's priorities like this is pretty unprecedented.
It raises some big questions about process and politics.
Definitely. For your students, maybe ask, what things do you think leaders should consider when they decide how to spend or not spend money that affects a lot of people?
Mm. Okay, one last story, and this one's quite different, a lottery winner.
Yeah, Carrie Edwards in Virginia won $150,000 in the Powerball.
Nice win. But the story is what she's doing with it.
Right. She announced she's donating all of it after taxes to charity.
All of it.
Yep. Picked three specific causes. Dementia Research for Healing, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society for Service, and a sustainable agriculture group called Shalom Farms for Community.
That's amazing. Why?
She said she wanted to set an example, basically, how people who are blessed can bless others. And get this, the winning numbers.
Let me guess, AI.
You got it. Ask ChatGPT for them.
Okay, that's a very 21st century twist.
Yeah.
So a final thought for discussion. If you suddenly got a windfall, a lot of money, what would guide your choices on how to use it? What values?
That's a good one to end on. So that's our run through of the 6 topics for today. Quite a mix.
Definitely. We hope this quick briefing helps you connect with your students about what they're learning.
Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.